National Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Branch O'Tone with Rita Johnson in Hollywood Legend, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel. We welcome you to the sixth of the new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. Next week, you'll hear Helen Hayes. And in weeks to come, Ginger Rogers, Betty Davis, Clark Gable, and others, playing in stories by America's foremost authors. Today, we're proud to present two Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer players. Our star, Franch O'Tone, and his leading lady, Rita Johnson, in the American magazine story, Hollywood Legend, by Vivian Bretherton. The story has been especially adapted for the Silver Theater by True Boardman and Forrest Barnes. Now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the first act of Hollywood Legend, starring Franch O'Tone as Carrie Martin and Rita Johnson as Sandra Starr. The scene, Soundstage 7 of the Stolberg Studio.
Stop the cameras. No, 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 Marcia. Must you concentrate on showing those perfect legs of yours? This is a dance number, not a stocking ad.
Oh, really, Mr. Martin? I wouldn't know. I've only danced this routine 20 times today.
I don't care if you dance it 100. You're going to do it right. Save the lights.
Save them.
Now, listen, Carrie. This dance will be all right if you'll just let me do it my way. Now, Carrie, darling, please.
Look, little powder puff, I'm directing this picture, and I'm responsible for the dances that go into it. This is supposed to be a new routine, you understand? Not the same dance that's been in every picture since the birth of our nation, but new, a fresh Marsha Linden routine.
You can't talk to me like that. I don't have to stand for it, and I won't. Just for your information, Mr. Martin, I'll do this number my way or not at all. That's final.
So, it's final. Great. That saves us both a lot of argument. Tommy?
Yes, Mr. Martin?
Where's my script, the final?
Here, Mr. Martin.
Carrie, what are you going to do? Where are you going?
What do you care? As long as you resent my direction, I'll see to it you don't get any.
Carrie, wait. Carrie, darling, listen to me.
All right, Carrie, when you come in like this, I'm ready for anything. What now?
Yeah. There's your script.
What script?
Dance for a Lady.
Dance for a Lady? I read it. What are you talking about? It's in production. You're directing it.
I was directing it. I'm through. You can get another boy.
Now, Carrie, wait a minute. What's wrong with Marsha Linden now?
I didn't say it was Marsha.
And I didn't say you did. But when you're like this, it's always your girl star. And it's your own fault, Carrie. You shouldn't always be letting them fall in love with you. A woman anyway is poison, but a woman in love? I won't have some. Well, well, I ask you what's wrong with it.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Of all the cardboard movie queens Hollywood has ever known, Marsha Linden's in a class by herself.
All right. What's she done now?
It's what she hasn't done. For 7.5 hours, I've been trying to get it through her head that a tap dance is not a game of charades. Look, Sam, why can't I get a star with some intelligence?
Intelligence? Sure. I'll find you one. I'll hire a detective.
Oh, I mean it. Why shouldn't I have a chance to direct someone who can act for a change? Look at Wolfkin. You give him
Wolfkin.
Girls...
Now, look, Carrie, Wolfkin makes dramas. You make musicals. It's a different language.
That's nonsense, Sam. An actress...
All right. So it's nonsense. We won't argue. Not while electricians and extras are sitting around multiplying the budget. Whatever it is you want Marsha Linden to do, I'll see she does it. If not, her contract is just scratch paper. Come on.
Marsha Linden.
She left, Mr. Martin.
What? She left?
Yes, Mr. Martin.
Well, that tops it. Did she leave any reason? Did she tell you anything to tell me?
Yes, Mr. Martin, she did. Do you want me to tell you here?
Never mind. All right, dismiss the set. Send those extra dances home.
What's the next call?
There is no next call. This sequence is out.
Now, wait a minute, Carrie. Think what you're doing. $30,000 for a set, and you throw the sequence out the window.
Look, Carrie, does it have to be Marcia that does this number?
What are you talking about?
Well, if it's just that you want the routine in the picture, maybe I know somebody else who could do it. I mean, there's...
Somebody else?
Did you ever hear of Tanya Orloff?
Tanya Orloff?
The ballerina with Nijinsky. Of course we heard of her. So what?
Just that her daughter is one of the extras on this set. And, Carrie, there's no dance that girl can't do. I've seen her. Why, she's
too...
What if
she can? I can't take some...
Now, Carrie, wait a minute. The $30,000 set, remember. Tommy, call the girl.
Okay. Sandra Starr.
Now, listen, Carrie. I know this is Marcia's picture, but just to say...
Yes, come here. Mr. Martin wants to talk to you. This is the girl, Carrie. Sandra Starr.
How do you do,
What's your real name?
That is my real name.
Go ahead, Carrie. She's all right.
You think you can do it?
Do what?
That dance. The one Miss Linden just walked out on.
Well, I believe I could, yes. It's not a very difficult routine.
Okay. Tommy, hold those girls. Call everybody back.
But I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Why not?
In the first place, it's Miss Linden's number, and in the second place, I don't want to be a dancer. And in the third...
You don't want to be a dancer?
No. Oh, I want to be an actress.
Really? Well, I'm not interested in whether or not you have a Bernhardt complex. I don't want to do this thing any more than you do, but we've got a set full of people waiting. This routine's got to be in the picture, and we can't let the show down. So you're going to do that dance right now?
Oh, no, I'm not. Particularly not for you, Mr. Martin. You see, in the third place, I don't like your manners any better than Marshall Linden does.
Wait a minute, Star.
Let go of me.
Gary, easy now, that temper of yours.
Listen, Star, you don't want to dance. Then why did you take the job?
Have you ever been hungry?
Yeah, but that's not the point. You took a job today to dance. And if you're any kind of a trooper, you will dance. That's the first rule of show business. Maybe you don't care anything about that. Well, what do you say?
What else can I say?
Okay. Tommy, get those girls in their places. Carlson, run through that number for Miss Starr to rehearse. Well, move, everybody. Don't stand around. Tommy, change the camera setup. We're going to shoot the number from the beginning. All right, Hopkins, get in there and start dancing.
Now, look, Carrie, could you please just once come into my office without tearing down the place? What now?
I've just seen the first cutting of Dance for a Lady. And you know the high spot of the picture?
All right, you tell me.
The staircase routine that little Star girl did. Sam, that girl's terrific.
I wish you weren't so enthusiastic. It worries me.
She's got you. She's got grace, appeal. And she's got something Marcia Linden never had. Something inside. Soul.
Now, stop tearing your hair. So what about it?
I want her for my next picture.
You want her for your... Well, all right, Carrie. You never picked wrong yet. I'll take a chance. Go ahead, get her.
That's not so easy.
Huh?
The kid won't even talk to me.
Mm. And who could blame her?
And that's where you come in. Sam, you can fix it. The girl says she wants to be an actress. Okay? You get the girl up here and promise her that if she makes one dance picture with me, you'll give her a test with Igor Wolfkin.
Igor Wolfkin?
Sure. He's going to make Joan of Arc pretty soon, isn't he? And if
Joan of Arc? Now, wait a minute, Gary.
I didn't ask you to let the girl play the part. I said you could promise her a test for it.
Oh, so it's like that. I promised the girl so she'll make this picture and then? Nah, it's a dirty trick, Gary.
Forget it. This acting idea of hers is nonsense. You know, I'm really trying to give the kid a break.
Yeah? Maybe it's more of a break if she don't ever see you again.
What are you talking about?
Sonny Drake and Elise Wilson and Marcia Linden. That's who I'm talking about. They were Carrie Martin discoveries, all of them. And which one of them was happier for it? I know, it's just for business. You think maybe if they fall in love with you, they'll give
Never
you a...
Never mind that. Will you promise Sandra Starr that test for Joan of Arc?
The answer is no, Carrie. As a dancer, yes, the girl is okay. For one picture, I'll take a chance. But when you talk about promising her a test for Wolfkin, the answer is positively no, I won't do it.
All right, then I will. I want Sandra Starr in my next picture. I'm not going to be stymied by some crazy idea she has.
Carrie Martin, or anybody else has a heart, you've got a camera. All right, go ahead. But just remember this. If I was me, I wouldn't speak to myself for not firing you before I gave you a job.
Just a hamburger, miss?
That's so.
Okay. Look, this is none of my business, girlie, but well... My hamburgers are the best in town, but even I can't live on just one a day.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, just remember this. I run a cash business because I got it. But if things should get tough for you, well, shucks. I came out here to crash pictures myself. I used to have a juggling act on a Keith time. Watch. Well, I'm out of practice. But as I was saying, if you should happen to get broke, you got a standing meal ticket in here, and you can pay for it whenever... Oh, excuse me. What'll it be, bud?
Make mine a hamburger with onions.
One with the works coming up.
Hello, Sandra. Is there a law that says you can't speak to me? Now, look, Sandra.
Hey, bud, how do you want that hamburger?
Huh? Oh, raw.
Raw?
You heard me. I always eat them that way. Just a Martin disposition.
Huh?
That's right, isn't it, Sandra?
Hey, now look, miss, is this guy bothering you because if he
is... It's all right, Joe. It's just Mr. Martin's idea of humor.
Oh.
Good night.
Sandra!
Hey, now wait a minute, bud.
Never mind that. Give me those hamburgers.
Yeah.
Swell. Sandra! Sandra! Hey, wait a minute. Forgot your hamburger. Forgive me for mentioning it, but your house is the other way. I know. I was there looking for you. Oh, this hamburger is good. You better eat yours. Now, look, hothead.
Will you please stop following me?
Oh, it's because of that business in the picture, making you do the dance.
It is because of that. I didn't see anything funny in the way you treated me then, and I don't see anything funny in it now, so please leave me alone.
Okay. Here, you better take this.
Thank you. Here's the dime.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Good night.
Look, Sandra, I was a heel. I know it. And I'm sorry. I'm always like that when I get worked up on a picture, but... Well, look, you know the Chinese have got a very fine old custom. Once every year, they make friends when they have a big feast for them. Of course, the next day, they hate each other again, but for one night, they're friends. So how's about you having dinner with me? My car's right here. We can go to Victor Hugo's or Sardi's. What do you say?
You're crazy, but all right. Just for tonight, I'll forget about what happened.
Let's go.
There's just one thing I want to know, that old Chinese custom. When did it originate?
Originate? Well... Personally, I've got a punk memory for dates, but I think it was about
3 minutes ago.
Lady, you're a mind reader.
This is only the seventh time you've gone around the block, just in case you're interested. My house is right over there.
Oh, of course. How careless of me.
Oh, it's been a swell truce, Mr. Martin.
Only my friends call me Mr. Martin. All my enemies call me Carrie, or sometimes Carrie Darling.
I'd better go in.
Oh, yeah. But before you do...
Yes?
You won't get sore.
No.
Sandra, I want you to do a picture for me. Not just a dance, a whole picture with you a star. Special music, special costumes. And I've got an idea for routines that this town's never heard of.
Carrie. So that's the reason.
Reason?
For tonight. Oh, Carrie.
Now, look, Sandra, you don't realize what this means.
I told you I wasn't a dancer.
But you are a dancer.
Oh, I suppose it doesn't make much sense to you.
It doesn't.
Well, I want you to understand, Carrie, if no one else does. You know that my mother was Tanya Orlov.
Yes, I heard that. Ballerina with Nijinsky, wasn't she?
Yes. But did you ever hear what happened to her?
Some sort of accident, wasn't it?
She broke her back, Carrie, during... performance of Scheherazade. There was a loose planking in the floor. Your foot caught in it. Carrie, because of what happened, my mother never got the chance to the real success that she deserved. And I... Well, I want to try to reach it for her.
And you can, Sandra, believe me.
But not as a dancer. I know, Carrie. Oh, I can dance. Yes, why shouldn't I? All the technique there is to learn my mother taught me. But that's not enough. I still could never be a great dancer. If I have any of that flame in me that my mother had, it's as an actress. I'm sure of that. I know it. And that's why... Oh, it's no use, Carrie. I can't make you understand.
But I do understand. And I was wrong when I said you were crazy, Sandra. You've got the kind of wisdom this town's never seen.
This town...
And because of that, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to make this one musical picture.
But I've just told you, if I'm established as a dancing star...
You need a name. An audience. That'll give it to you. Look, Sandra... Wolfkin doesn't cast unknowns in his picture.
Wolfkin?
Yes, inside of 6 months, Wolfkin is going to make Joan of Arc. And if you do this one picture for me, I'll guarantee you a test with Wolfkin to play Joan.
Carrie, but how can you? Can you... Well, Wolfkin...
I have Stahlberg's word on it. Believe me, Sandra, I understand now what you want to do, and this is the one way to do it.
Are you sure, Carrie?
You think I'd lie to you?
Joan of Arc.
And to think that for all these weeks I've been hating you. Oh, Carrie.
Sansa, you're going to win. You understand? And on your own terms, a guy named Carrie Martin's going to see that you do.
And so ends Act One of Hollywood Legends, starring Franchi O'Tone and Rita Johnson. In just a few seconds, we'll continue with Act Two. But first, here is a man who wants to clear up a misunderstanding. John Conte.
Women are naturally conscious of beautiful surroundings and sensitive to beautiful possessions. And yet, many women today are denying themselves the very thing that will add grace and charm and richness to their daily living. I mean lustrous sterling silver, solid silver through and through. If you're one of those women, may I suggest that you visit your silverware dealer as soon as you can and learn for yourself that sterling silver is not the luxury you think it is. For example, International Sterling has just created a special me-to-you set, which offers an easy and thrilling way to start your collection of sterling silverware. It's a place setting for one person. 6 distinctive pieces of solid silver in an attractive roll, which can be yours for only $16.75. The pattern is one of International Sterling's most exquisite, the lovely Enchantress. Go to your silverware dealer tomorrow and get one of these stunning individual sets. See larger sets of Enchantress, too, and learn about the convenient budget payment plan that makes it so easy for you to own the kind of silverware you've wanted all your life. Solid silver of imperishable loveliness, International Sterling.
Curtain is rising on Act Two of Hollywood Legends, starring Franchi O'Tone as Carrie Martin and Rita Johnson as Sandra Starr. Several weeks have passed, and the new musical is well into production. Carrie Martin has again become the ruthless, driving taskmaster, thoughtless of anyone or anything except making the best picture that Hollywood has ever seen. But it's far from easy for Sandra Starr, for at the Stolberg studio where the picture is being made.
Get the light! Turn them over. Rolling.
Scene 4, take 3.
Now, please, Miss Starr, this time will you do it right?
I'll try.
Quiet.
Action. No, stop it. Cut. When you turn your profile to the camera, don't lose the smile. You're supposed to be happy in this scene. Sandra, you're doing this number exactly as you did the tap routine. This is ballet. I want a change of mood, a change of tempo. Put something into it. Faster! Faster! Never mind. Cut! The farther this picture goes, the worse it gets. I'll have a print made of this scene and send it to the British Museum. It looks just about that ancient. Sandra, you're going to do this right if I have to keep you here all night. Cut! That's it. Wrap it up. That's the picture.
All right, kill him. That's all, everybody.
3 days under schedule. And if that kid's performance doesn't rate 4 stars, I'm Mickey Mouse. Sandra! Bill, where's Sandra?
She just beat it out to her dressing room, I guess. She was crying.
Crying? How do you like that? Sandra. Sandra! Hey, look. What is this?
Don't talk to me, please. Go away.
Oh, but you can't feel like this. It's over. And Sandra, that picture's going to be a hit. I know.
Congratulations. And you had fun making it, didn't you?
I'm sorry I drove you, but I couldn't help it. That's the way I work. I can't make pictures any other
way. It doesn't matter.
Sure it matters. Look at me. You know what this means? You're a star. Why, before we start another picture, I'm going to see that Stolberg gives you a contract.
Carrie!
What?
before we start another picture?
Sure, I've got a great script lined up. All we need...
Oh, you don't even remember.
What are you talking about?
What do you think kept me coming back here day after day these past 5 weeks? Just one thing. The test you promised me with Wolfskin. And now you don't even remember it.
Oh, Sandra, you...
Don't
can't...
say anything, please. I'd rather you just go away. You've got what you wanted. The picture's finished. It was a swell joke on me, and I'm laughing.
Rhymer, you're going to have that test, Sandra. I did promise it to you, and I'll make that promise good. You'll be in Stahlberg's office tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And I'll make you another promise. Either you get that test with Wolfkin, or we both leave this lot. Can't do it, Sam. She's made the one picture. That's all she's agreed to.
But, Carrie, you know the musical will be a smash hit. And look at this contract I got ready for her. 5 dancing pictures starting...
For the 14th time, what about her screen test for Wolfkin?
The test was your promise, not mine. The woods are full of Joans of Arc.
Listen, Sam, try to understand this. That kid's been living for that Wolfkin test. She's worked her heart out for it.
Sam, what is this? 6 weeks ago, you're all for lying to her about that test, and now you're fighting to see her get it?
Maybe you can see things differently in 6 weeks.
Carrie? Ah, like the dawn I'm seeing it. You're in love with her. The whole parade of them, Sonny Drake, Alice Wilson, Marsha Linden, all of them crazy about you. Crazy to dance in your pictures, and who do you fall for? The one girl who don't like to dance. Forgive me if I do some laughing.
Yeah, laugh your head off. Sandra's going to get that test. I thought I could talk you into this, but if I can't, there's another way. Push that dictaphone switch.
Huh?
Hey, wait a minute, I'll do it myself.
Yes, sir?
Miss Starr is waiting out there to see Mr. Stahlberg. Send her in, please, and Mr. Wolfkin when he comes.
Miss Dawson,
he
I don't want to...
He should be here any minute.
You...
And you're going to see him, Sam. So Sandra isn't a dramatic actress.
Now, look, Carrie, I'm not just talking to hear myself. I want that girl signed for a musical. She can forget Joans of Arc. I won't even... Hello, Sandra. Come in, come in. Have a chair.
Hello, Mr. Stahlberg. Hello, Carrie.
Now, look, Sandra, I saw the rushes of your pictures. You're so good, I'm not going to bargain with you. Here's a contract you don't need to be afraid to sign.
I was to have a screen test for Mr. Wolfkin. I want that first, and then we'll talk contract.
Oh, forget it. We got plenty of actresses for Wolfkin, but we only got one Sandra Starr for Carrie Martin's musicals. Right, Carrie?
You're absolutely right, Sam.
Huh? Carrie... So that's how it is.
Sandra, you've got to look at this...
This is the way you help me get what I want.
This is a chance in a million. A 7-year...
It isn't a chance I want. You know, there's just one thing I've worked and prayed for. That was a chance to have Wolfkin see me as Joan.
I'm trying to make you use your head.
Well, come in, Wolfkin. Igor, this is Sandra Starr.
Oh, yes. Sandra Starr, the dancer. How do you do?
You see, you've done a swell job, Mr. Martin. I'm already Sandra Starr, the dancer. Well, I won't be. Mr. Wolfkin... I want a test for Joan of Arc. I can play her. I know I can.
Sandra, listen to me.
I did listen to you, and that makes me another in a long line of Carrie Martin discoveries. I won't sign your contract, Mr. Stahlberg, this one or any other one. I told you I didn't want to dance, and I don't. I'll starve first.
Shut up, Sandra. You're talking like a child. You think you should play Joan for Wolfkin, huh? Why? You've got a spark of greatness? Well, what have you ever done to make it more than that?
I've done...
You're starved? I know, but it takes more than hunger to make an actress.
You're right, Carrie. You're very right. It takes a lot more. It takes bitterness and despair and loneliness. It takes heartbreak. It takes waiting till every single dream you ever had is suddenly collapsed in a single hour. It takes loving someone, Carrie Martin, and then finding out that the whole thing is just a joke to the person you love. All right, if that's the formula, then I'm qualified. If that's what you need to be an actress, then I'm a swell one.
Well, Carrie... Look at that face. So you want a Joan of Arc? You want fire? Well, you've got it. There's more fire in Sandra Starr than any dozen of your great names.
Carrie.
Look, Wolfkin, you know who her mother was? What Tanya Orloff was to dancing, Sandra Starr can be to drama.
Tanya Orloff?
Give her a test. You've seen for yourself what she can do.
Don't listen to him. The girl is a dancer. She'll make me a million in musicals.
Please, Mr. Wolfkin, please let me try. I know I can play that part. I know it.
Mm. Young lady... I'm sorry, but Sam is right. Maybe you are the finest actress in Hollywood. But what can I do? a dancer in Joan of Arc. Impossible.
Yeah, but why?
Never
impossible.
Mind, Carrie. Okay, Mr. Stahlberg, you win. I'll sign the contract.
Fine, fine.
So, you'd give up as easily as that?
What else can I do?
Do? You can get out of Hollywood and give the world a chance to forget you.
Get out of Hollywood?
Why not? You want to reach the top overnight? You've heard about others that got there that way? Those stories are just Hollywood legends, Sandra. Don't believe them. There's only one way for you to get where you want to go in this town, and that's to leave it. You're going east.
Going east?
Yes. You're going to join a stock company in Poughkeepsie.
A stock company?
You'll work till you drop, and then keep on working. You'll play every kind of part that was ever written. You'll do a lead one week and a walk-on the next. There'll be times when you'll hate the theater and everybody in it. But when you're through, you'll be an actress.
Yes.
Carrie, listen, what are you telling her? She can't
she
do
can't,
that.
She can't what? Give me that contract.
But look, Carrie, this...
Get out of here, Sandra. Go on home and pack. You're leaving Hollywood tomorrow.
Hello, Miss Starr. I haven't seen you in a long time. What'll it be?
Just a cup of coffee.
Hey, look, is something wrong? I mean... Yes, sir. What'll it be?
Hamburger with everything on it. You better make it two. One for the young lady here.
Coming up.
Sandra, why did you come here alone?
Oh, I wanted to be by myself, Carrie. I wanted to think.
Well, here's something for you to think about. What happened in Stahlberg's office this afternoon gave Wilkin a new idea. He's going to make a war picture next. That'll put off Joan of Arc for at least 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
This town can do an awful lot of forgetting in 2 years. Funny place, Hollywood. I'm going to miss it.
Miss it?
Oh, didn't you know I'm leaving? Well, I forgot to tell you. My father runs a stock company back in Poughkeepsie. I'm going back to direct it for him. You take sugar and coffee?
Carrie.
Listen to me, Sandra, darling. Didn't you ever think that Carrie Martin might want to do something besides direct musicals? Maybe I've got a few things to learn, too.
But you have everything in Hollywood. You've got to stay here.
I get it. You want a 2-year separation for a honeymoon. A fine way to start married life.
Oh, Carrie, darling.
I love you. Does it make any sense? I love you, and I'm going with you wherever you go.
Oh, darling. I love you.
Oh, Sandra.
Hey, here's your hamburgers.
And so we come to the end of Hollywood legend. In just a few seconds, Franchi Ottone and Rita Johnson will be back for a little curtain speech. But first, here's a young man who has some very special news about a very special offer. Don't miss hearing him. John Conte.
As most of you know, ladies and gentlemen, International Silver Company not only creates solid silver of surpassing beauty, the international sterling silver we mentioned earlier in the program, but also creates the finest in silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers. And right now, 1847 Rogers Brothers are making a really dramatic offer. A small, distinctive serving fork, beautifully wrought in their latest and loveliest pattern, First Love. A fork which would normally sell for $1.50, but which you can have now for only 25 cents. By all means, go to your silverware dealer tomorrow and get it. I know you'll be honestly thrilled by its beauty. For the lovely floral ornament is more deeply etched, more richly raised in a perfection of craftsmanship never before found in silver plate. And yet, new as it is, beautiful as it is, you can get complete sets of First Love at astonishingly low prices. What's more, there's an easy payment plan whereby you can actually enjoy this lovely silver plate while you're paying for it. Be sure to ask your silverware dealer to tell you about it when you go to get your serving fork tomorrow. Remember the name, 1847 Rogers Brothers. You'll never forget the pattern, First Love. And now back to Conrad Nagel.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday, Silver Theater will star Helen Hayes in the I.A.R. Wiley story, Stars and Their Courses. I regret that it will be impossible for me to be with you as director for the 2 broadcasts from New York, in which Miss Hayes will appear. But we're fortunate in being able to bring you the well-known producer and star of the Mercury Theater, Orson Welles. And now I know you want to congratulate our star tonight, Franchi Ottone and his lovely leading lady, Rita Johnson, on their splendid performances.
Thank you, Conrad.
This has been very nice appearing on Silver Theater, hasn't it, Rita?
As much fun as our picture.
Oh, you're working together in those jumping tintypes, too.
In Captain the Last at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Work tomorrow?
Yes, work tomorrow. So thanks a lot for the use of your hall. We'll try to get back again. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Francho Tone and Rita Johnson.
Remember, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. The original music in today's drama was scored and conducted by Felix Mills. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.